Many journalists came to the war in Iraq after a distinguished list of assignments covering other hostilities. Keith Kay is a former cameraman and producer who decided not to go to Iraq. As part of our series of commentaries on the Iraq War, he describes his reasons for making a radical career change.
This is a great time to be a 63-year-old cowboy. I'm proud to be a cowboy because I do it well. Given my other profession, I'm proud, well, I'm amazed that I got to be 63 years old. I used to cover wars for network television, did that well too, and there was a time I was proud of it. In the first wars I covered, most notably Vietnam, logistics was the only obstacle to get into a story. If a journalist could find a place on a plane, helicopter, or truck that was headed to where the story was, the journalist got the story. But in the last war I attended, Operation Desert Storm, I was defeated. By then, most junior officers we'd covered in Vietnam were senior officers, and they were setting policy. Seems a lot of them blamed us for having lost the war in Vietnam. The policies they set in the first Iraq War were designed to prevent us from losing that, too. The only way we got to troops in the field was as a member of a media pool. We were under constant surveillance by a military escort officer. Now, I'm not complaining about being denied access to military secrets. I couldn't care less about their damn secrets. I simply wanted to spend time with troops in the field. Many of us were sympathetic to the troops and just wanted to show their moms at home what they were doing at work. If they were misbehaving, we wanted their parents to know that too. Some of us, mostly senior citizens, complained that our constitutional rights were being violated, that the public's right to know was being denied, that it was dangerous to allow the military or a government to operate without objective scrutiny. A typical response to our complaints was, "We'll get back to you." They never did, so we turned to the network executives, who in days gone by would have jumped all over the Pentagon, the State Department, and yes, even the White House, at the first hint of First Amendment violations. Well, we didn't hear back from them either. After the war, I guess enough people complained that they wanted more access to the military, so along came embedding. It solved the logistical needs of journalists wanting to get to the story and policy needs of the military wanting to keep an eye on them. When the current Iraq War came, I was asked to cover it. No, I said. I couldn't tolerate the media pools of Operation Desert Storm. I certainly won't allow myself to be embedded. Let's face it, as journalists, we've lost. I didn't survive 30 years of conflict by fighting losing battles. These days, I'm sure there's a lot of high-fiving and backslapping in the halls of national news organizations for this war's victories, exposing atrocities in detention centers and so on. I don't in any way diminish the importance of exposing atrocities, but the fact is the photos of those atrocities fell into the broadcast media. They weren't exposed, and that was long after they were taken. I just wish the high-fiving and backslapping were because we had recaptured our rights as independent observers to independently observe our military. I wish that because I wish I could be proud of both my professions again.
Keith Kay works on a cattle ranch in Wimberley, Texas, and occasionally produces documentaries.